Hi everybody, I'm Josh.
And I'm Ethan, and this is The Young Perspective.
So we're all stuck inside right now, getting pretty bored. And we just wanted to talk about the things we've been doing, so maybe it'll inspire you to do some fun things. Mm-hmm. So we're going to talk about video games and shows and just what we're doing in our boring old lives right now.
So at the start of the quarantine, I was completely dumbfounded and had no idea of how I was going to manage all this extra time that I had on my hands. On the weekends, I barely ever have any homework. Every night, I finished most of my work by 5 or even earlier. And so I have the whole night to spend doing whatever really I want. And so this creates a lot of extra time. And I'm sure all of you have the same problem. And so if you're really good, you should read a book. Obviously, that's what you should do. You don't want to, you always feel bad about watching shows and playing video games and doing all this extra stuff. But that's the best thing to do is read a book. And I've been trying to read some books, and it's a slow process. But you know,
wait, how many books have you read, Ethan?
I have read currently zero. I'm started. I've gone through maybe like 15 pages of one book, the Magician series. It's good. It's good. It's just a little slow. How about you, Josh?
I read one book called The Green Glass Sea, which was fine. It was short. But I've had this book, The Tipping Point by Malcolm Gladwell, on my shelf, like in iView. Of my desk for 3 months now, and I started it. I got like 30 or 40 pages in, and I just haven't brought myself to continue it.
Right.
So hopefully soon I can muster up the courage. It's quite tough. Reading is hard when you can sit down and read.
Right. Exactly. It's just you have to like set a time, and you say at this time I'm going to read for 30 minutes or an hour, whatever, and that way you can really get into the habit of reading.
But if you think about if I read the same amount of time I watch TV, I'd be probably a genius.
Yeah, exactly.
I would be reading so much time, exactly. Or the same amount that I play video games, I'd be a genius. It just makes me think about all the wasted time we have, and could we be using our time more productively?
I mean, definitely you can. And if you're that type of person who really wants to be productive, be productive. Make a podcast, you know, do something that you've always wanted to do. That's the first thing to do. But if you, after that, and you should treat yourself and do some fun stuff. And the second thing to do is to hang out with your family. So do some fun stuff, play games with your family, take a walk, go make food with your family. Cooking is always really fun. I like to cook with my dad and my mom.
Some of us aren't that talented, Ethan, so I'm not able to cook. I tried. I made burnt quesadillas, and I put mayonnaise on them. It did not taste
disgusting.
Good. So I thought was kind of a non-inclusive type.
After this quarantine, you come over to my house, and I can teach you some of the master Canfield recipes.
Yeah. Ethan has a fun recipe. His family makes grapefruit ice cream.
Sorbet, Josh. Not
sorbet. Ice cream. Sorbet. I wouldn't mean to offend you.
Some of the best sorbet you've ever had. It's delicious.
And the whole year they have like a grapefruit crusher on their counter. You use it twice a year.
Yeah, exactly.
They have a big grapefruit crusher on the counter, takes up all the counter space. They have the ice cream machine sitting there.
Squeeze it.
And whenever somebody walks in, they ask, "What's the point of this?" And it's always a great conversation.
Producer.
So if you want to start a conversation, maybe you should get a grapefruit crusher.
it's a juicer, Josh. But yeah. It definitely is a good conversation starter. And another thing that is really fun that I've been doing is binge watching shows. So I have a few shows that I've been watching with my family. And then by myself, though, I'm watching two shows. Curb Your Enthusiasm by Larry David. Such a good show. He's so funny. I love that guy. He always is able to find his way into the worst positions. He's just an unlucky man. And then the other show is Game of Thrones. I've already watched it once. I'm rewatching it for the second time. Such a good show. Probably one of my favorite shows, tied with The Office. It's a commitment to watch Game of Thrones, but what better time to watch it than during quarantine?
Yeah, Curb Your Enthusiasm. One of my favorite moments was from there. It was Larry David was he was in one episode, and he was talking about the benefits of wearing a MAGA hat, a Make America Great hat, Make America Great Again hat. And he lives in LA, and he was talking about when he sees somebody he doesn't like and they're coming up to talk to him. So one of his nemesis sees him at a restaurant. He pops on his MAGA hat and immediately they don't want to talk to him.
Yeah.
It's the best way to get people away from you. Yeah. I'm watching right now a show called Dave, made by the rapper Lil Dicky, whose real name is Dave Bird. And it's pretty funny. He's a white rapper, which is a little bit rare in the rapping community. The only other white rapper, the only other white rappers I can think of are Macklemore and Eminem. But he started the early teens, maybe 2013, and it talks about how he started his career and how, as a white guy, it was so awkward for him, a white Jewish guy. He had trouble in kind of an African American type of situation. But the funniest thing was to finance his first videos. He didn't use his parents' money. He didn't get a job and start making money from there. He used his bar mitzvah money. So I was talking about how that was what got him onto rapping. That's what allowed him to start his career off. Mm-hmm. So yeah, TV may be a waste of time, but sure is enjoyable.
It's really good. It's pretty good.
Pretty good.
Yeah, it's definitely worth binging. And then one of the other things that I've been doing, me and Josh, we both used to play Fortnite when it used to be pretty big. It's still pretty big, but we quit about a year ago. We didn't play for a while. I hadn't played video games about a year. And a few of my friends at the beginning of the quarantine said to me, Ethan, get back on Fortnite. It's really fun. We're only going to play during quarantine. After quarantine, we're going to stop playing. But it's really fun to play during quarantine because you have nothing else to do. What better to do? You can't see your friends, so this is where you actually get to talk to your friends, play with your friends. So I started playing for a few weeks, and it was really fun because you have to hang out with your friends, talk to them. And so then I told Josh about it, and he said, yeah, let's do it. So he got on, and it's a really good time to hang out with, just with the boys and have a good time.
With the boys. And yeah. It's a fun environment because everybody gets on like in the weekends at like 10 o'clock at night or 9 o'clock at night, and they play from 9 or 10 to 1 or 2 in the morning.
Yeah, and that's the best time. It's fun to play in the mornings, hang out with friends, but the best time is at late at night because everyone's tired. They're all like crazy. You're all like having to be quiet because you don't want your parents to hear you because you're not supposed to be up that late. And it's just a good time. I put a monitor in my room and connected my Xbox to it during spring break. And we played so late and it was really fun. I played on my bed and it's really fun. You just have a good time.
You just have a good time with the bros.
Yeah, because you don't get to see them.
It's one of those things, like, when you're out with your friends, you're messing around, right? You're walking around your neighborhood.
Telling jokes,
talking each other things. And you can't do that in quarantine so much.
Right.
But you get on Fortnite, you get on your Xbox, and you can do it. You can mess around.
You can mess around with them in the game or just in person, just talking to them. You have a good time. It's fun. And also, it's a way – some of the kids that I play with almost all of my friends, almost all the boys in my grade play Fortnite, or we also play Call of Duty Warzone, another Battle Royale type game. And we all play it. And some of the kids who I play with, my friends, I would probably I would probably rarely talk to them that much. I won't text them that much or FaceTime them that much. And so video games are a way that I still get to connect to them and still get to hang out with them in a way.
Yeah. People always shun video games because they are too violent or they're a waste of time. But in this situation, I truly believe for young guys like ourselves, they're some of the best ways to have conversations.
Exactly.
And some of the best ways to keep in touch with our friends.
The
right?
Video games themselves are fun, but that's not the real reason why we play them. We play them because we want to hang out with our friends, and that's the way you do it.
Right. If you're doing other things, if you're watching TV, if you're reading a book, you're not interacting with people. So it may be very beneficial and very helpful for people who miss their friends, who miss having social interaction to start playing video games. And even if you don't have friends on an Xbox, you can go on to just a regular Fortnite game and you can talk to random people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a good time.
It's a good time. I've been playing COD World War II as well, the campaign. And it's interesting how amazingly realistic these games are. So you have these worlds that look so real.
Mm-hmm.
It's unbelievable. Like, yeah. I could be standing in that world and I wouldn't notice that I was in a video game.
I remember, we started playing this game called Call of Duty Warzone. It's a battle royale game. So there's 150 players from really anywhere. They all get into one game and you try and kill each other until there's like one team left standing, a team of like four people. And I was playing, it was actually a team of three people. I was playing with me and two other of my friends. And mid-game, I died. And so I went and I was like, I'll see you guys later because they are still alive. So I went, I made myself a lemonade. I came back and they were in the top 10 situation. We hadn't won ever. We had never won. And they were a top 10 situation. And they have this thing where you can buy your players back in. If you get, you can collect money and buy them back in. So they bought me back in mid-game. I hadn't even watched. I had left the game. I got back and there are a few people left. And we won. We killed the rest of the people and we won. And that was our first win. And we all started yelling and screaming. And it was such a good time. It was really fun. And that was a really good time.
Yeah. So that's some of the things we have been doing. I have also been doing a lot of schoolwork. Ethan's been doing the same. It's interesting how, like, we expected to have less schoolwork when we were having school online. But now we may even have more. Mm-hmm. It feels like we're doing homework the whole day because we're literally doing the work at home. And the teachers haven't been so nice about it. And it's really a big adjustment. But
but we still find time to do a lot of extra stuff because, well, I found a lot of time to do a lot of extra stuff last week because last week was our spring break. But now that we had school started back again, we're having a little bit lot more work. But we can still have a lot of time to do fun stuff. And so hopefully you guys can take some of this stuff that we've been doing and take some of our recommendations and try them out yourself and find out what you like.
And hopefully you're staying home. You are staying safe. You are trying to help flatten the curve. We hope the economy will open up very soon. But for now, for the good of our neighbors, for the good of our friends, for the good of our society, we must stay home.
And we hope you're not getting too bored.
We hope you're not getting too bored. That's just a quick reminder. Mm-hmm. And remember, this was the Young Perspective.